What an intro! Steve Kearney aboard, Steve Thompson here. How you been, Steve?
I'm great after I heard that. I'm not sure what a jerky superstar is. It must be
you've talked about making jerky before.
We've been over this, Steve.
You know, that wild game jerky.
That could be. Okay, we'll just leave it at that, I think. Good afternoon. It's beautiful day out here. It's in the low 80s finally, and fishing's been okay. It's kind of interesting how this water temperature has taken a dive. You know, it was in the middle 80s, 83, 84 just a week ago, and now we're in the middle 70s. You know, everything cooled off a little bit, so fishing has been a little inconsistent because of that. And overall, you know, for August, and I tell people, you know, when they call me up and want to go fishing, and they go, how do you think we're going to do? And I go, hey, it's August. It's like the toughest month of the year, and we just try to struggle through August and get into fall. So that's just what August is. You know, it can be, you know, very difficult some days and really good some days. There's just no consistent anything about August. But it's been beautiful on the water. We've had low winds, you know, for a change, and we're hurting for rain, as everybody is. But so far, so good.
Yeah, we've been barely keeping up on the range. I know a lot are on the rain. I know my rain gauge has not had a lot of use this year. And, you know, I think it's imperative that we do get some moisture before we get into winter, because we're falling behind. I've never really seen... And I grew up along the river north of the cities and have lived most of my life along this river. And there aren't many years where I've seen it moving this slow this time of year. I live above the Coon Rapids Dam, and there's hardly any current. And once you get into August, it really does slow down, but it's been like that way all summer.
Yeah, you know, Steve, I was on the lake this morning. The concrete slab that we back our boats onto to get into the lake was 12 feet from the water. That tells you how low the water is. I mean, it was really tough because the slab was sticking up, and, you know, everybody's finding that too. These slabs usually will end up in the water for traction, you know, maybe 3-4 feet into the water. But when we have low water like this was 12 feet from even the edge of the water. So it's tough. And I just don't know what's going to happen, if we're going to get really good rains in the fall. And, you know, a lot of the sloughs and potholes are dry, you know, mostly mud. And, you know, I'm thinking about the duck season coming up. That's going to have an effect. And there could be a lot of, you know, public areas in western Minnesota and southern Minnesota that are going to be bone dry. So a little nervous about that.
Yeah, and I know, Steve, there's still time on the water, but we are rapidly moving into that time of year where you're thinking about bow hunting. It'll be very interesting to see what you find in the woods when you start checking out stands, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too. I was going to say that the DNR is now proposing a change in the duck situation, which, now, I'm not a real fan of this. I don't know who came up with this idea, but they're talking about you have two options. You can take your six ducks like we normally do, which in Minnesota is very difficult and very hard to do, by the way, or you can take three ducks of any species and any sex. So I guess the idea is to try to recruit more people. Hey, look, we've got some new regulations, and it's, you know, it's people friendly, but the problem is somebody can take three canvasbacks, or they can take three hen mallards, which is very detrimental to the population. You do not want to take three hen mallards. You don't want to take three. You could take three redheads, three canvasbacks, and normally those, you know, canvasback is one, redheads are two. And to increase that, I think, is not a real smart idea. So you have to kind of choose which way you want to go. And, you know, another thing that's going on is this early stupid teal season that's happening again in September. And this is going to be a good 3 weeks before the regular traditional opener. And the teal count in North America is way down, but they're still going to do the early teal season. So there's some really bizarre things going on with the DNR. I don't know where they're coming from, but from my perspective, I don't know. I just don't see it.
Yeah. And once again, when it comes to the great outdoors this fall, it could be very interesting if it stays this dry, big picture, whatever you're pursuing in the outdoors this fall. But it comes up really quick. I mean, we're closing in rapidly on the fair and Labor Day, and those fall hunting seasons are going to come at us in a hurry.
Yeah, the first one's going to be the dove season on September 1. Yep. That'll be the first time I get in the field. But I will tell you, Steve, up in the northwest up here, the deer situation looks really good. I've seen a lot of does with three fawns, which means it was a really – we've had two mild winters in a row, and the breeding season went well, and spring was decent, and that's really a good sign. Sometimes when these deer are really stressed in the winter and having a tough time, they might have one fawn, maybe two, but usually it's one. But when the conditions are really good, they'll have three, and I've been seeing that a lot. So I think that looks really, you know, I'm just optimistic about that, just seeing, you know, that type of reproduction. So it really looks good so far.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. Where are you going to be in the coming weeks? Stay close to home?
I don't know, man. I am tired today. I've been on the water all day and all this week, and I think I'm going to take a day off and then blast around and do a little bit of scouting for upcoming events here and do a little bit of intel work. But, yeah, I'm going to rest and watch the Twins just like you.
All right. Sounds like a deal. Steve will do it again next week.
Hey, it sounds great, Steve. Take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And, oh, by the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday. Rob Dreuslein from the Outdoor News has a terrific show between 5 and 6 on Sunday. Once again, Rob of the Outdoor News, great guest, a lot of info. That is Sunday between 5 and 6 here on News Talk, A3OWCCO. Quick break. We'll come back. Headlines, Lynx win. Olivia Miles not on the national team. There is a great deal of outrage over that, rightfully so. She has swept WNBA Rookie of the Month award, but didn't make the national team. I have a feeling, though, this will be the only time in her career that she's not part of a national team or an Olympic team. She had another big day today. Fee had another good day, and the Lynx win big over Las Vegas. We'll get into all of that here on News Talk, A3OWCCO.